Here on The Mark White Show, we're finding ways to make a difference, and we're looking for opportunities to make an impact on our communities. Whether in Alabama, across the country, or around the world, we can all make a difference. And it starts by taking that first step.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never-frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. My wife and I sat down with Harlan Mitchell and discussed our own estate planning needs. I know in our experience, Harlan brought up questions that caused us to think about our current situation and what we need to do moving forward. When you sit down with Harlan for your free consultation, you're going to find out things that you may have not thought about when it comes to estate planning. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884 and schedule your free consultation today.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This old world is full of hurt and pain. A little sunshine and a whole lot of rain. Don't take much to drive those clouds away. Let's all do something good today. You never know what someone's going through. Don't underestimate what you can do. A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. I'm glad that you could join us for this very special program as we bring awareness to ovarian cancer. First off, I want to thank my friend Betty Ann Broman for sharing a post from Chris McClendon about her daughter Maddie. After I saw the post that Betty Ann had shared, and she was a co-worker with Chris, I wanted to reach out to Chris and bring more awareness to ovarian cancer and share about Maddie McClendon and what a special person she was to her family and friends. Right now, I'd like to welcome Chris McClendon, Maddie's mom, to The Mark White Show. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Chris.
Hey, thanks for reaching out. And certainly, you know, our goal now is to share awareness for ovarian cancer. And I'm glad to be here, certainly despite the circumstances.
Absolutely. And I know, Chris, you're a mom on a mission. I have gone through and seen the posts that you have made. You have been sharing different individuals who are battling ovarian cancer. You've been sharing foundations, organizations. You are really passionate about this effort, and you are helping others in your loss, in your grief.
Yeah. You know, when we found out that Maddie was, and I'll just say we were going home from the hospital with hospice care in early May. That last Tuesday night before she and I came home, I sat and shared with her doctor there at Cincinnati Children's and her. I said, I'll make one promise to you both. I'll be your biggest cheerleader. And, you know, Dr. Pressy said, Maddie, I know your mama's telling me the truth, too. and she said, she is. So that's really what we want to do. And I'll be honest, prior to my daughter's diagnosis with ovarian cancer, as a female, I didn't really know a lot about it. And certainly did not know, that it really affects women, girls, babies, and I'll just say children, of any age. So that's been a very eye-opening part of this journey to me. You know, one of the things that we've learned on this journey is that the ovarian cancer has the highest death rate amongst the reproductive or gynecological cancers. So it doesn't affect women in great numbers as breast cancer, but their survival rate for ovarian cancer are dismal, especially with the fact that most of the cases are caught at stage 3 or 4. You know, if it's caught early on, there is a 90%, I think, effective rate of survival with certain types of ovarian cancer. Maddie, unfortunately, was diagnosed with what's called small cell carcinoma of the ovary hyperkalemic type, and it's very rare and very aggressive. There's not a lot of documented cases, although we're seeing more, or I feel like since we're learning about this, we're seeing a lot more cases of recent. And her doctor shared with us that in 2017, there was a genetic mutation. It's called the SMARCA4 that was discovered in the small cell carcinoma of the ovary in a high percentage of those tumors. And so he feels that earlier, prior to 17, that there probably were cases that were misdiagnosed as other types of ovarian cancer. So you're seeing a little bit, I think, higher numbers in the small cell carcinoma of the ovary, but it's what I would call a young person's ovarian cancer. The average age is age 24 of diagnosis, and Maddie was 18 when she was diagnosed, and it was caught later. I mean, we acted quickly as soon as we, she told us, I can kind of talk a little bit about that, but, it was very quick, when we were able to get, to get her to surgery, and then, the diagnosis came obviously a few days after when the pathology report came back.
When I think about an 18-year-old, and you put the words ovarian cancer with an 18-year-old, for people mm-hmm. who are listening right now, this may come as a shock, to think of an 18-year-old with ovarian cancer, but that's exactly what happened in Maddie's situation. When you're that young and you start having issues or something that's different, you are not thinking at the top of your list, you're writing ovarian cancer.
No, it doesn't even enter your mind, and it that age, I mean, a lot of young women have never even been to a gynecologist. So, again, I think it is something that's shocking, and I'll be honest, it's still unbelievable to me. You mentioned the foundations, that are, really sharing and providing awareness. Just this week, I shared a post about a young lady from South Dakota, that she passed away at age 11. And I had learned about her when we were, in Maddie's treatment. She was diagnosed in September of this past year. And unfortunately she went through the treatment and she passed away on December 31st, 2000. 20. So, you know, it does affect young people. And I think, again, parents and women tend to not know what the symptoms are, because a lot of them are what I would call vague type symptoms that truly are things that some women experience monthly anyway.
Chris, if it's okay with you, I want to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk about those symptoms and what women can look for when it comes to ovarian cancer, maybe symptoms that Maddie was experiencing, and then talk about some of these foundations, organizations that you have connected with that you feel can educate people and bring awareness to ovarian cancer. Will you stick with me?
I will.
Great. Folks, right now we're talking to Chris McClendon. She's a mom to Maddie McClendon. We lost Maddie on May the 8th to ovarian cancer. She was just 18 years old. I reached out to Chris after my friend Betty Ann Broman shared about Maddie and her ovarian cancer battle. I want to bring awareness through the Mark White Show to ovarian cancer, so I reached out to Chris and I asked her to join me. We're talking to Chris McClendon right now. As we bring awareness to this subject, we also want to honor Maddie. I hope you'll stick with me as we continue this conversation with Chris McClendon. You are listening to the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
He drives into the city and works extra hard all day. He finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base. Wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. We are bringing awareness to ovarian cancer today through Chris McClendon, whose daughter passed away on May the 8th, 2021. Maddie McClendon was just 18 years old. We want people listening right now to put this on their radar. We want people to think about ovarian cancer in a way that maybe you haven't before. If symptoms arise, if something occurs and you think, okay, this happened to Maddie or this happened to another person that had ovarian cancer, then you will do what it takes to go and get checked. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Chris McClendon.
I appreciate, certainly, you know, the interest in you reaching out.
I appreciate the fact, as I said in the first segment, that you are an ambassador now for ovarian cancer awareness, that you are bringing awareness through your Facebook page, through social media, through contacts that you're making. I know that you're doing this in honor of your daughter, and I want to make sure that we recognize and honor Maddie today through this show, because her legacy lives on through the things that you and your family do to honor Maddie.
You know, that is obviously, I'll just use the term, a grieving parent, you know, trying to find focus and ways that we can keep her legacy alive, but certainly more important, I think, is if we can just save one person from, you know, again, the journey that we walked with her with this cancer diagnosis. I mean, I think that's certainly our goal.
Maddie was just in her freshman year at Auburn University, 18 years old, and I wanted you to be able to share what you can about that timeline that you posted about, so that people are aware of what a person can experience with ovarian cancer.
So Maddie was a freshman at Auburn. She was, you know, ready to move out of our house, certainly after graduation in May. And, you know, that class, too, obviously, as we all have, had the experience of COVID. So they never, you know, went back to school after their spring break. But she moved to Auburn and were, you know, I'll just say, doing freshman type things. She had found a little job working a couple days a week and joined a sorority in August. And that early October, I think it was on October the 16th, it was on a Friday, I had brought a gift by her off campus, a little cottage she shared with a couple other girls, brought a gift for her for sorority initiation. And she told me that evening that her stomach had been hurting for about 2 weeks. And, you know, I said, "Are you on your period?" "No, ma'am." And asked me if I would go get some Midol for her. And I did, and went back. And that's when she told me that her stomach had been hurting her for 2 weeks. And that next morning, that Saturday morning, she called and she was crying. That her stomach was hurting. She had, she had her friends, they were watching TV, and one of the girls had dropped her phone on Maddie's stomach. And she said, "Mama, my stomach, you know, just is hurting." And so we asked her to meet us at the ER, there in Opelika. You know, we were there most of the day, and at some point they did a CT scan and came back, and the doctor asked if she had an OBGYN there locally, and she did not. We were able, very blessed and fortunate, that the person on call was someone that I personally knew. And on that Monday morning, October 19th, we got her in, and they did a transabdominal and a vaginal ultrasound. And Dr. Henserling that morning, you know, she told us that it did not have benign characteristics. And they had already told us on Saturday that the mass in her pelvic area was large. And when I asked, you know, where it was, the nurse practitioner said it's from hip bone to hip bone. And you know, my daughter was a slim, you know, pretty small, slim built young lady. But that evening, that afternoon, they did a blood draw on her. And that afternoon, about 5:20, the doctor called and told me she had already talked to Maddie, because as an 18-year-old, she's an adult from that perspective, but that it was ovarian cancer. They thought it was what's called germ cell. You know, that's another young person ovarian cancer, but the survival rates are higher with germ cell cancer. And we got to UAB, that was on a Monday, and they worked us in. We went to UAB that Thursday, and they removed a 16.5 centimeter tumor. Maddie had a personality and had named it Earl from the song Goodbye Earl. That was the name of her tumor. They removed it, and it had spread. It had moved to the lymph nodes, and we were certainly we had been, you know, prayerfully asking that it had not metastasized, but it had. And so the next step was really to get her over that surgery and wait on the pathology report to come back. And it came back, I think, about 10 days later. And it was small cell carcinoma of the ovary. And the doctor there at UAB had not, really they had not treated that cancer a lot. So, you know, she and I talked, and, you know, we were both in a mode of we need to do a little research and get the best care for her. And at that time, the next day of that night, I was on the internet, found out about a doctor at MD Anderson and at Cincinnati Children's that had success in treating this particular cancer. And I reached out by email to both of those physicians, and Dr. Joseph Pressey at Cincinnati actually called me 2 hours after I sent the email. And, you know, we conferred, and he conferred with our doctor at UAB, Dr. Carrie Bevis, who is a phenomenal individual too. But we decided to take Maddie to Cincinnati for her treatment. And we were there, we flew up November the 8th, and for this type of cancer, the treatment that has the most success rate includes, it's a 6-drug, 6 rounds of chemotherapy, and there's, after round 4, there's a surgery, what they call HIPEC, and a second look surgery, and then there's a stem cell transplant. I'll just say the final treatment step. And, you know, Maddie was ready to, I'll just say, win and fight, and wanted to go through that treatment. And we were there and decided, you know, to stay there even after, you know, I'll just say after each chemo treatment. We found an apartment there outside in northern Kentucky, and were there during Christmas. And her chemo was working, and then, let's see, she had round 4, and in early February, they were going to let us come home for about 2 weeks, and they had the surgery planned for February 18th, and I knew something was not right. We had gotten home, we were probably home about 6 days. She was sick. She started swelling in her stomach, and had it ended up, it was ascites, which is fluid, and that's another common sign of ovarian cancer. But the chemo stopped working, and so we, you know, they moved into what we called Plan B, and we were not deterred by that. We really had hope that this immunotherapy treatment that they had her on would help. And she had every little setback. She had, what they called Pembro-induced encephalitis, in March. She started swelling in the pons area of her brain, and they had to stop the immunotherapy treatment. And, you know, there are some other, what I think are called single agent, cancer treatments out there, that you're seeing people use, and they put her on another medication. But it just, you know, Dr. Pressey told us and told her that that cancer just had a mind of its own. And, I think it was on May 1st, it was on a Saturday, that's when they, you know, told us that they were recommending that we come home with hospice care. I'll say my daughter went to heaven on May 8th. She wanted to beat it and to win, but that it's just an aggressive cancer. And again, hers was called it, you know, it was stage 4 by the time we got to Cincinnati. She had every modern medicine, in my opinion, available, and was in the best, you know, again, for small cell treatment. She was seeing the leading physician, I personally think worldwide, but I would say in our country, he's the top one that people go to.
Chris, I look at this now. This is an opportunity through Maddie for other people to beat it and win, because you've posted about, if you can find this early enough, the possibility of survival is very good.
Correct. That's right. So that's what I would, you know, as a listener, do a little homework. But, you know, they say that if you have symptoms that are unusual for you, for 2 weeks, to go to the doctor for, you know, and they are subtle symptoms, that can include, I'll just say pain or abdominal pain, pelvic, abdominal pain, which is what my daughter had, difficulty eating or feeling full quickly, is another symptom, bloating or, you know, increased abdominal size. Sometimes people say they can feel the, you know, a bump or, you know, a tumor, you know, an indenture, in your abdominal area. Urinary changes, and that could mean, more frequency or urgency, to go to the bathroom. Some of the symptoms include, difficulty eating or feeling full quickly, fatigue or low back pain, indigestion, constipation, or even changes in your monthly cycle. Based on what I understand now, they say is, you know, if you have any of those symptoms that are unusual for you, and persistent, you know, in a 2 week period, you know, to truly go to your doctor and have a conversation. And I've had other women say, if they won't listen, go find another doctor. One of the things about ovarian cancer that's different than the other gynecological cancers, there's no screening for ovarian cancer. So I even have friends that, through this process, have said, I didn't know. I thought that my pap smear was testing for all those cancers, and they're wrong. A pap smear is not testing for ovarian cancer. So those are the, and I'll just say the, you know, they say the subtle symptoms, but it's, you know, 2 weeks or longer, and it's unusual for your body. And you know, Maddie never told us anything other than her stomach hurt, and it had been hurting for about 2 weeks.
Well, Chris, as we think about Maddie and what she went through, I want to, as the Mark White Show, to reach out to some of these organizations and foundations that you've recognized, and I would like for you to share with listeners, maybe through some of the research that you have done, maybe at least a couple of the foundations or organizations that they can go and check and find out more information about ovarian cancer?
I can certainly do that. Two organizations locally to Alabama that have been super, super kind to my family, right there in Birmingham, the Norma Livingston Ovarian Cancer Foundation, as well as the Laura Crandall Brown Foundation. And Norma Livingston, their focus is only on ovarian cancer research awareness and helping, I'll just say, survivors and women that are going through treatment, where the Laura Crandall Brown Foundation, and Laura was a young lady, but she had the same kind of ovarian cancer that my Maddie had, and I think was 25 at diagnosis and passed away a short time later. And her parents started the foundation to bring awareness and research for ovarian cancer. And their foundation has expanded to all gynecological cancers. So both of those are wonderful resources in the state of Alabama. And certainly for my daughter and her diagnosis, with her cancer being small cell ovarian cancer, there's a foundation out of Utah, the Small Cell Ovarian Cancer Foundation, and that is their focus of research and education. And the Petersons there that I've personally have, spoken, to both of them, but they lost their daughter, Stephanie, in 2010 to the small cell ovarian cancer. So there's certainly resources, within our state, and nationally, as well.
One of the organizations nationally that I found that you posted about was the Sandy Rollman Ovarian Cancer Foundation. And they're located in Pennsylvania, and people can go to sandyovarian.org, and Sandy is spelled S-A-N-D-Y, ovarian, O-V-A-R-I-A-N.org, and go and check out their foundation as well as these others that you have mentioned. The Laura Crandall Brown Foundation is on my radar. I've heard about it before, and so we want to make sure that people do know these resources are available to them, and we don't want anybody to come into a situation like Maddie did and not know where to turn. And I believe that that is the goal we're trying to accomplish today, is that if someone has symptoms, that they go and get checked, that they don't wait, that they get something done as quickly as possible.
That's right. And I would say, again, based on our journey and the lives of people that I have met on this journey that have been affected by this cancer, the quicker the diagnosis, the better, because a lot of times if it has not metastasized, your chances of recovery, and survival are high. But I think some of the statistics show that only, 20% are caught early. So that, it's just, I don't know, it's kind of, when you hear the symptoms, again, I think a lot of people just think those are things that I go through every month. But based on the literature and kind of what I've read, and what I would say to the listeners here today are that if you have these symptoms that are unusual for you and persistent almost daily, for 2 weeks or longer, that's really when you need to go and, try to see a doctor.
Chris, I appreciate the fact that you are bringing awareness to ovarian cancer. And of course, this is in honor of Maddie, and I'm dedicating this show to Maddie McClendon and all those who are battling and have battled ovarian cancer. And I appreciate the fact that you could join me today to bring awareness to this very important subject.
Well, Mark, I really appreciate the opportunity to certainly to you know, to share the journey that we walked on with my daughter, but in hopes that it will help another family or, you know, anyone again that may be going through this situation. And there is hope. I mean, I want people to know that. I think that's the greater message, is that, you know, again, with an awareness, there's hope if you have to face, you know, this diagnosis. And there's, you know, I think research has brought new drugs onto the cancer scene, you know, especially the immunotherapy drugs. But, you know, ovarian cancer, it is one that we want it to be caught early. We hope one day there will be a screening test and certainly treatment options that will elongate life for sure.
Folks, Chris McClendon, she's bringing awareness to ovarian cancer in honor of her daughter, Maddie. You know, here on the Mark White Show, we recognize difference makers and we share their stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference where we can. And I hope you're encouraged and inspired by what Chris has shared with us today. We've talked about ovarian cancer today, but there are other things that you can also be diagnosed with, and we want to make sure that you're taken care of. If you start to have symptoms, please go to a medical professional and get checked. We want to keep you here. We care about you, and that's why we're doing this show today, to bring awareness to ovarian cancer. So thank you again, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Folks, you can follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is your host, Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
These are my kind of people.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through boutiqueair.com. Boutique Air,
where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hi, y'all. This is Wiggles with Wiggles World in Texas. And I just wanted to remind y'all, no matter what age you are, you can always make a difference. A little smile can brighten up anybody's day, no matter what. You're listening to The Mark White Show.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good today.